What does the pasuk mean? Ve'etna l'cha et gufa so'evan. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should come up to Har Sinai, and I'll give you a slucha so'evan, v'hatorah v'hamitzvah, asher chasavti l'horosam. Luchos, elu asaras adibros. Torah, ze mikra. V'hamitzvah, zu mishnah. Asher chasavti Elu Neviyim Uksuvim V'horosam ze gemara. Melameh shekulam nitnu l'moshe misina. Okay, so there's a lot to comment on here on these few lines in the Gemara. First of all, again, a few discrete points, but let's take a look here in this passage in the Shikim Kedatas. We're all familiar that when the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Divi Neviyim, it refers to the pasuk as from coming from Divi Kabbalah. Right? The way the Gemara refers to Divi Neviyim is Divi Kabbalah. So why is that? So the Shittim Kubetzis here in Bavakam is in Beizim and Beiz is one of many Gemaras where you find the Gemara referring to a pasuk from Neviyim as Divi Kabbalah. The Gemara's saying, how do we know that when the Torah talks about kiyigach, that negicha means goring with the horn, the keren? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. So if you take a look here in the right hand column, the Dibur HaMaskil miDivrei Kabbalah, it's the third one from the bottom in what you have here on the page. Divrei Neviyos kari lehu Divrei Kabbalah. The first interpretation, Hashem Shah Neviyim Kovlim, meaning they complain, right? To be kovel is to complain. Hashem shehaneviim kovlim v'tzoakim al tzaros haniros lehem b'chazon. Kidim targeminan im tzo'uk yitzak elai im mekabel yekabel. So because the neviim, when they see in their visions, when they see the tzaros which are impending, so that they complain and they cry out. So maybe that's the first pshat as to why Divrei Neviyim are referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. V'yesh mefaresh Kabbalah shekulam kiblu nevuosam mimoshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Right? The Divrei Kabbalah means that they all, that Kabbalah again in the sense of that they received it. They received it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does that mean? So I don't know, maybe he doesn't go on to, the Rabbeinu Peres does not go on to quote our Gemara. That this Gemara is a source for that understanding of what Divrei Kabbalah is, because this Gemara says that Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misina, that all the Nevuos originally were already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and that Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misina, and that's what Rabbeinu Peretz is suggesting, Shekulam Kiblu Nevuosam Mimoshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. Okay. The alternative understanding of the Rabbeinu Peretz, but I think with our Gemara is a better pshat. The alternative understanding of the Rabbeinu Peretz is that the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, he says that the reason we believe in all Nevi'im, and the reason that we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is not because of any osos or mosim that they perform. Because there's no way of knowing. Maybe it was done through kishuf. We would never believe in a navi based on osos or mosim. We believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of Ma'amad Hasina, because einenu ro v'lo zohar and ozneinu shamu. And then since Moshe Rabbeinu says elav tishmo, and since Moshe Rabbeinu says if a navi will come and give you an osu mofes and it will turn out to be true, so it's not that we're relying on our own hashara based on the fulfillment of or based on this osu mofes. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu said elav tishmo. So the Rambam says that the fact that we accept the Nevuah of any Navi, that every Navi's Nevuah, in the sense that we accept his Nevuah, is rooted in Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So you could have said Pshat and Rabbeinu Peretz along those lines also, but this Pshat is better. This is more a more literal reading of the Rabbeinu Peretz, and it's based on this Gemara, this idea that Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai, even Nevi'im Uksubim, so that's why it's referred to, Divrei Nevi'im is referred to as Divrei Kabbalah, that Kiblu Nevuosam in Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay.
Are there any rules for when it's called, when the Gemara calls it Divrei Kabbalah? Like, is it when it's trying to do some definitional where it's using, I mean, here it says Nevi'im, it doesn't say Divrei Kabbalah, it doesn't call it Divrei Kabbalah. In that Gemara in Bava Kamma, where, I don't know the Gemara, but I guess it's trying to explain what the word means, so it's using the Nevi'im as a source to teach you what the word in the Torah means, or, you know.
I mean, why didn't the Gemara here refer to Divrei Kabbalah? Why didn't it say Asher Kasaf De'Elo Divrei Kabbalah?
Right.
I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. Well, take a look at Rashi here. Zem Mikra. Again, just a few sort of discrete points here. I will say. Rashi says Zem Mikra. Chumash shemitzvah likros b'Torah, meaning that the simple understanding of Rashi is that the way the mitzvah of learning Torah shebichsav is fulfilled is dafka through reading, right? That since dvarim shebichsav iyat harashay la'omer al peh, so that's why. That's why Torah Zemikra is that the form of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the form of the way we learn Chamisha Chumshei Torah is through Mikra. That's a simple pshat in Rashi. Now there is here, if you take a look in the Maharsha, I'm not sure what to make of it. In the right at the beginning of the Maharsha here, in the Chiddush HaGadol in Hayomid Aleph. In the bottom of the right hand column, it's around 6-7 lines from the bottom of Sheikh Hasafti Zu Nevi'im Uksuvim. You see what I'm saying? Gam Elu Nitnu Likasev, in contrast to Torah Shebal Peh, in contrast to Mitzvah and Laholosam, the Gam Elu Nitnu Likasev, Avo Ein Bahen Mitzvahs Kriya Kemo Batorah, V'Kal Lahavim. It's even more depressing when you don't understand something when they make a point of saying it's Kal Lahavim, beyond the normal. The normal element of depression and not understanding. So clearly, the Maharsha is responding both to the cue, both in the Gemara and in Rashi, that I guess Rashi making it even more conspicuous, that the pasuk here divides Chumash from Nevi'im Uksuvim, right? The Gemara in Darshaning divides Chumash from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Chumash is referred to as Mikra, whereas Nevi'im and Ksuvim are hinted at in the words of Asher Kasafti. Asher Kasafti. So that's clearly what the Maharsha is commenting on. But what exactly does he say about this? The simple reading of the Maharsha doesn't seem to be possible. The simple reading of the Maharsha seems to be that he's saying that there's no mitzvahs Talmud Torah in Nach, that the mitzvahs Talmud Torah is only in Chamish Luchum Shei Torah. But that can't be. When Chazal Darshan Vayitein Moshe Chaloso L'daver Ito, so Chazal Darshan the Torah, there are many words which indicate when he finished. Why kechaloso? that we should make the association with a kala. But just as a kala has chaf dalet kishutim, just as she has 24 adornments, 24 pieces of jewelry, or whatever it is, which she's miskashet as bohem, so too a Talmud Chacham has to be baki b'chaf dalet zva. He has to know all of Tanakh, not just the chamishah chumshei Torah. And the achronim, some of the achronim say mufurish, so that's certainly a chiyuv. So,
means literally kriya b'tzibur. Maybe. But even though the Torah and the Dingsuim are written b'chtav, but there's a mitzvah of kriya b'tzibur only in the Chumash from Shetarah.
Right. Then we're sort of, it's a little bit of an ukimte in the sense that neither Rashi nor the Maharsha himself in his previous comment mentioned Dafka B'tzibur. One suggestion, I don't know, it's kind of hard, but I don't. You see, it could be when Rashi says mitzvah likras batara. So we said that what Rashi means is that again, that the form, that the modality of mitzvah talmud Torah for Torah shebuchsav is to read. That dvarim shebuchsav yetar hashayv al mapeh. But it could be that Rashi also is alluding to something else, and that is, I think in one of the Yotzei Shurim the Rav says, and the Baal HaTanya says this in his Shulchan Aruch as well, that by Torah Shebuchsav, or let's say specifically Chumash now, a person is mekayim a mitzvah even if he doesn't understand. If a person sits down and reads the pasuk Vereshis Bara Elokim Esa Shemayim Esa Oretz, knowing that this is Dvar Hashem, and reading it as such, even if he can't explain the words, that constitutes a mitzvah. If a person sits down and reads Me'emosai Koron Eshvar Ba'arvin and doesn't understand what it means, so there's no mitzvah. The Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no mitzvah without at least some minimal level of comprehension. But in Torah Shebuchsav, that there is a mitzvah just in reading the words themselves, there is a mitzvah. Now, if the Baal HaTanya has that in his Shulchan Aruch as well. Now, if the Maharsha understands Rashi that way, Shemitzvah Likros Batara means that even if you'll only be Kore, that's not Likros in contradistinction to Lashanein, Baal Peh, but meaning even if you'll only be Kore, so then maybe what the Maharsha is saying is, so then the question is this true? I didn't check in the Baal HaTanya, so I can't tell you offhand. I don't remember whether he makes it clear whether this is true for Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. But whatever he holds on it, the question would be, maybe the Maharsha here is suggesting that would there be a mitzvah just to read Echvei Sefer Yecheskel without understanding even the most basic translation? Now, that would be one.
No.
Well, that would be right. So that would be one possible
that's maybe
shot
the interpretation of the Gemara, the Gemara of the David HaMelech, Davin, that Tehillim should be like Olim Ta'ot. The game of Ta'ot, that it should be really dwelled into, that it's not just a big zok.
I don't know if that's...
That's not a pshat.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying it's not. I don't know that it's that one is a mile and one is a chas and one is a chasan. It's different. Meaning the words of Torah Shebuchsav are the ideal. The underlying concept is that by Torah Shebuchsav, it's not only that the ideas are Ritzon Hashem, but the very words themselves are Dvar Hashem. Whereas in Torah Shebaal Peh, it's more the ideas are Dvar Hashem and Ritzon Hashem, as opposed to the it's not that necessarily would be more of a milah. That wouldn't necessarily be an upgrade, and David HaMelech is clearly asking for an upgrade for what the status of Tehillim should be.
Who wrote that? The fact that he wasn't answered means that the answer is no.
Yeah. Right.
So I was suggesting that the person's comprehension is as if there's a correlation to the mitzvah of the Torah. So if one is a brilliant man and he understands much better, is it saying when you learn the Amos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it an issue of comprehension? Because the more you understand, the greater the mitzvah.
I guess the more one understands, the more, let's take a different question. If one person learns two blood, and the other person learns one blood, so the other person learns more, right? So he...
hours, quality, content,
and I'm saying they both learn on the same level. Yes. So a person, when the Vilna Gaon learned Brachas Daf Hei, so he learned a lot more than we're going to learn. Even people lesser than the Vilna Gaon learned a lot more than we're going to learn.
But was the Vilna Gaon greater than the person who spent the same amount of time learning? As opposed to, if a person
says, one question is how much does a person learn? So that the answer is the deeper a person understands, the more he's learning. When he learns the same pasuk, schar, the Rebbe Shalom has a different cheshbon for that. And the fun tzara agra, there are other variables as well. Now, it could be also, I was talking to my son about this afternoon, so he suggested, take a look in the previous Marashah here, Torah Zemikra. The Hainu Guf, they're just the previous Dibur HaMaskel in the Marashah. The Hainu Guf HaTorah, V'hi Nikreis Mikra B'chol Malkom, V'loshan HaTorah, U'B'zu HaMasach HaShi Tchilas Shaz, B'ol HaFaresh, The Alkei Nikreis HaTorah Mikra B'lishna D'Talmuda B'chol Malkom Ayin Shom Shemitzvah Likros B'ad Kam L'Shono V'haynu D'boi Likros B'chsav B'nekud Al Seho U'V'Pisuk To'ameho. So he's also stressing here not just that it should be Mitoch HaKsav, but it should be vocalized correctly. And maybe that's the lesser standard to Nevi'im Uksuvim. When he says, Ein by mitzvah kriya kamo ba'atar, again, it's a shtikl unukimta. Not that there's no mitzvah to learn nach. Again, Chazal seem to, and Kechalos al-Dabar Yitor seem to indicate that there is a mitzvah, but maybe with the same precision in the kriya. You don't have to have the same precision in the kriya by nach as you have by chumash. You have a similar din we had last year in the third paragraph in Megillah, right? That by divrei Torah you can have echad koy. It has to be dafke echad koy ve'echad natargem. Since tre kolei lo mishtamoi, so we want to make sure, since every pasuk there are dinim, so if a person misunderstands something, so it can there can be a takola can ensue. Ma'ashen ken ben neviim, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be shnai metagimen, because even if a person doesn't hear something, we just want him to get the general storyline. We want him to get the general idea. So it could be that maybe that's the contrast which the Maharsha is describing, that the exacting standard of kriya, which you have for chamisha chumashay Torah, you don't have that same exacting standard by nach. In this one, right. Well, no, because again, it's not that I'm sure that this is Chatna Masha, but if that's the only problem, well, we can deal with it. Meaning that it's a different contrast which you have between Chumash and Tarash Baal Peh than you have between Chumash and Nach. Tarash Baal Peh, the Chlal, is not an inyan of Kriya. It's learning, it's Shinon, it's not Kriya at all. So you wouldn't want to group Nevi'im Uksuvim together with the Tarash Baal Peh. Okay.
That's because it is thoughtfully that we don't read the Tara from a cloth.
Not really, because the Gemara says that the only reason, the Gemara in Gittin says that the Gemara in Gittin talks about that they read from a klaf, but instead of having whole Nevi'im, they had Sifrei Aftarta that the Gemara talks about. But the Gemara says it was also just because they couldn't afford it, because it was Eis Lassos. The Mishnah Berurah writes that basically he says if the shul has the budget for it, so really we're all supposed to be reading the Haftarah from the clock. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. That the din of Ram Shivachsav, Yet HaRashayim Omer Malpeh, does apply to Nevi'im Uksuvim as well. I think some people held that the way printing was originally done, so maybe it had Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh through printing also, and therefore if you used the whole Navi, a whole printed Navi, so that also had the same Maila of Klaf. In terms of how the printing, they used to set each letter by letter, so then maybe that was considered the Ksav, and that would have the status of Zohar Shul Ksav. So it could be that maybe based on that, that's how we sort of forgot the din. Okay. Now, what does it mean, Shekulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai? So, there are basically two schools of thought as to what it means. If you take a look in Maratayas, in the pagination, which I think goes back to the Maharsha, it's Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. It's in the bottom of the left-hand column where it says Dafei Amud Aleph in the bold. It's Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph in the pagination in the back, beginning with the Maharsha. Melamed Shekulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai Nirsham B'tzida the Maratzchias wrote in the margin of his Gemara Ayin Yerushalmim Parak Beis Depeya V'Parakamah D'Chagiga Melamed Shehar HaKadosh Baruch L'Marsha Masha Talmud V'Osek Osa V'Chadesh. Okay, now the literal translation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them Drush V'Chidosh V'Gileg Shalom V'Chidosh V'Ben Chaim Alevi, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing up there for 40 days. Hainu, the Maratzchias says that what it means is that, so there are some who take this just at face value. Take it at face value. That's what it actually means. Pshuto kamashma. Pshuto kamashma. Maratzchias doesn't understand it that way. He says that what it means is that Hainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosa L'Moshe Midos HaNidrashas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Tav Shevachsav, and he gave him the Midos HaNidrashas brand. V'hachachomim motziyim michlolim elu told us Ranofim Shonim. And then over the generations employing and applying the Midosh HaTorah Drashas Bahen, so the Chachamim derive all kinds of and generate all kinds of corollaries and derivatives. V'lomdim Sosim and Amufurish. V'chol HaPratim Halalu Hema Munochim Beklal. All these things are latent within the Divrei Torah, but not. That doesn't mean, according to the Maratzchias, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spelled out all these things for Moshe Rabbeinu. What it means is that everything, Kol Ma SheTalmud V'Osek Osel L'Chadesh, everything is latent within what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Isn't this the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Moshe Nilmad Melacha, Moshe Mishras Hamidot, is the status of the Oraita, the Rabbanan?
I'm not sure. There is a Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer
HaMitzvah. But there is a Ritva. I think it's a Ritva that says that it's a big mistake.
Right. I don't think that the Rambam doesn't deny that it's the Oraita. I think the Rambam is more a rule in terms of Minyan HaMitzvah. The Rambam in the Sharashim, the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvah, so the second shorish is that what you derive with Yud Gimel Midos shouldn't be included in Minyan HaMitzvos. So the Rambam is understood or misunderstood to mean that it's not Daraisa. And the Ramban says, no, you would count it. And the Ramban says that the Chveis Kiddushei Kesef we derive from Midos HaTorah and Drashas Bahen. And if a woman who was miskadesh with kedusha kesef is mizana, so the Torah prescribes skila. So what do you mean that it's not a din daraisa? So I think that the way the Rambam is understood then is that the Rambam, it's a rule in terms of Midosh and in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, in terms of what the Rambam thinks should be included in Minyan Taryag, but not that the Rambam questions that it has the status of a Daraisa. So even according to the Rambam, what is derived from the Torah has the status of a Din Daraisa.
Is the Maharshtis, when he says it, the maybe support for him is in the pasuk itself says Lahora Sam, and that's the word that they're Zeh Gemara, that's already saying it's something that's, you know, that maybe something derived or developed from the Luchos, the
right, but then the other school would just say that I think Rashi comments on the Lahora Sam. That Rashi says Zeh Gemara. If you take a look in the Rashi, Svaras Tami HaMishnayi Shemimenu Yotza HaRa'a Aval HaMorim HaRa'a Min HaMishnah Nikru Mevali Olam HaMasach HaSota. That without the understanding of the Mishnayis, so you can't paskin from it. You can't paskin from it. That's what the Achronim then later said, that if you just have Shulchan Aruch, but you wouldn't have the Nosei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch. You just have Shulchan Aruch, so it would be the same problem as paskening from Mishnah. That once the Shulchan Aruch is adorned with the Nosei Kelim, you have the Magen Avraham and the Taz, you have the Shach and the Pesachei Tshuva, so that then you can pasken from Shulchan Aruch. But just the Shulchan Aruch alone would pose the same problem as paskening from a Mishnah, that if you don't really have an understanding of the din, so then it's very easy to misread what you think is a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch. But then they say that once the Nosei Kelim wrote their perushim in Shulchan Aruch, so then it's like the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Machaber is like the Gemara and the Mishnah, which is why the Machaber himself never intended it that way. The Machaber himself intended the Shulchan Aruch as a kitzur for Beis Yosef. After you finished learning Beis Yosef, so then you wrote in the Shulchan Aruch and you saw the maskonis. It wasn't that the Beis Yosef wasn't sensitive to this problem. He never intended it to be used independently either. Okay, but anyway, that's how Rashi understands Laharosam, is that Hora'a, paskening, depends not on Mishnah, even though those are the equivalent of the Piskei Dinim, but it depends upon Gemara, which gives us the understanding which is necessary to
learn the book. We'll later about the Brachot, right? If we call it wise only for the Torah, which also for the Mishnah. So they're also
the issue is not a question of what's daraisa, what's not daraisa, because there's one opinion that you only make Birkas HaTorah on Mikra, on Torah Shavuot Sad, not even in Medrash, not even if a person is sitting down to learn Sifra or Sifri. So the Emek Brocha has he says based on. At the time, it wasn't too well known. Now it's very famous. Reb Chaim's understanding that the Birkas HaTorah wasn't introduced as the Birkas HaMitzvah, but was introduced as the Bracha on the Chetzah Shel Torah. So then, if it were the case that it was a Bracha on the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, then it would be a foregone conclusion that on Mikra, on Medrash, on Mishnah, on Gemara, and everything, it's all Talmud Torah. But if the Birkas HaTorah was introduced in the Chafetz Shel Torah, so then maybe for whatever reason, maybe it was only introduced with regard to Torah Shebuchzad. But there too, the issue is not what constitutes Torah Midaraisa in that sugi. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Kolakoi Kriyishma al Mitaso. Maybe we'll just take a look quickly. The Ramban in his Hagdama to the Perush al Torah actually has a different shot in this pasuk than the Gemara gives here. Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev HaSefer HaZeh, meaning Sefer Bereshis, Im HaTorah Kul Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKoro, what would appear, Shekosvo Bahar Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Bereshis on Har Sinai. Kishom Ne'emar Lo, Alei Alai HaHoro VeYesham, Ve'etno Lecho As Lucho So Even VeHaTorah VeHaMitzvah Shekasavti LaHarosam. Ki lucho so even yichlol haluchos v'hamichtav. Okay, so in terms of that, so he understands the Gemara, the pasuk the same as Chazal do here. Kloma asaros hadibros v'hamitzvah mispar hamitzvos kulan asay v'los asay. The tayag mitzvos. I'll also give you the tayag mitzvos. Im Kain, so what's left for HaTorah? HaTorah yichlal hasipurim mitchilas bereshis. Ki hu more ha'anoshim ba'derech be'inyan ha'emunah. So the Ramban understands that Torah here refers to all the stories in Chumash, the narrative part of Chumash, as opposed to the overtly halachic part of Chumash. And the significance of those stories being referred to as Torah is that they shouldn't, Rachman al-Itzlan, just be understood as stories, but rather that the stories are also really a Torah in the sense that they instruct us. Okay, so the Ramban has a different understanding than Chazal in this pasuk. Okay, let's go on. It's as if he's holding a two-edged sword, which in this context, I'm not sure that that's the way we use the idiom, but in this context it means it's more effective for warding off than the mazikim. Shenema Roman Moskel Begronim, when the praises of Hashem are literally in their throat, that they speak the praises of Hashem, the Cheripifios Beyodim. My mashma that this has anything to do with Kriya Shema Lamita, Amma Mazutu Visema Ravashi Meresha in Dinyana, Dosiv Yalzu Hasidim Bechava, Yuranan Al Mishkevasim. Right, the previous Pasuk. Yuranan Al Mishkevasim, that they'll sing Rina to Hashem on their beds, Uksil Basra, Ram Moskel Begronam, Becheripifios Beyodim. Amma Viyitva Kalakari Kriya Shema Lamitaso, Mazikin Bedelin Himeno. When a person reads Kriya Shema Alamita, so the mazikin, leave him alone. It wards off the mazikin. Shenema uvnei reshef yagbihu uf. So the way Rabbi Yitzchak is understanding the pasuk, as the Gemara is about to spell out, is that bnei reshef refer to mazikin, and uf refers to Torah, and that on account of Torah, the Bnei Reshef ascend in flight, that they move away. Now, so how do we know each of these things? Ein uf el Torah shenemar hasayif einecha bo ve'einenu. That if you close your eyes, it's gone. Which Rashi says means hasayif einecha bo in tichpal. That if a person leaves the Vetor, he's not constantly involved with the Vetor, not constantly learning and reviewing, so then he loses the Vetor. So that's the remez that uf refers to the Vetor. What's the remez that reshef refers to mazikin? That ein reshef ela mazikin shenema mizei ra'av ulechumei reshef v'ketev meriri. So Rashi explains that the Ketiv Meriri is the name of a shade, and because of the Mizei Rav means that they're distended from hunger, right? The way you see pictures from the concentration camps that the stomach becomes distended from hunger. Rachman Litzlan Luchumei Reshef. Luchumei is Lashon Milchama. So the battles with Reshef. So what is Reshef? So Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, well, contextually it must be something similar to Ketiv Meriri, that it's that they'll have battles with a mazikim, and that's how he derives that the reshef can refer to the mazikin, and hence uvnei reshef the mazikin yakbihu, that they'll be lifted in flight as a result of uf, as a result of Torah. The interesting part of one interesting part in this Gemara is that you see that Rabbi Yitzchak's understanding of Kriya Shema Lamita is that we say Kriya Shema Lamita qua divrei Torah. The Torah is divrei Torah. You might have thought that Kriya Shema Lamita is lav dafka. Let's say the Beis Yosef says, even by regular Kriya Shema, the Beis Yosef says that the Yerushalmi says that in order for Ava Rabba to function as a Bekas HaTorah, v'hu shashana al asar. Tosus will quote later in the Yud Aleph Amid Beis that Ava Rabba can function as a Bekas HaTorah if one didn't say Bekas HaTorah before davening, v'hu shashana al asar, provided that a person learned right afterwards. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Kasha. By definition, it's built in. You say Ava Rabba, and the first thing you do after that is you say Shema. So what's the Yerushalmi stipulating v'hu shashana al asar? So one of the two answers the Beis Yosef gives is no, Kriya Shema doesn't qualify v'hu shashana al asar because we're not saying Kriya Shema b'Torah is divrei Torah. We're saying it as a text of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. It happens to be in the Chumash, but according to this one day in the Beis Yosef, we're not saying it qua divrei Torah. So the one of the interesting things which emerges from this name of Reb Yitzchak is that Kriya Shema Lamita b'davka is said b'Torah is divrei Torah because his whole the pasuk which he brings talks about how Torah basically wards off the mazikim, and he uses that to explain how Kriya Shema Lamita has that effect.
Is that even before earlier when you kind of that like you can kind of Kriya Shema to say daven more early, you say Kriya Shema Lamita and you also Kriya Shema.
No, but Rashi. No, so what you're saying is very good. If you look back, so I have the same thought. If you look back, so basically, Tosfos tying it against Rashi. Again, Rashi understands that when the Tzibur davens in Shul Ben Hashmashah, so Rashi says that we paskin like the Star Mishnah. And they're not being Yotzei Kriya Shema at that point. So when is the Tzibur being Yotzei Kriya Shema? Rashi says with Kriya Shema Lamita. So Tosfos had a whole tzettel of kashas here. One of them is, if you take a look in the Tosfos, alongside the first line of the Mishnah, other than the Me'emosai line, and go up two lines from there. Va'od da'osa Kriya Shema Samach lamita, you see what I'm saying? Va'od da'osa Kriya Shema Samach lamita Eina ela b'shvil ha'mazikin Kedu'ama b'samach V'im talmud chochem hu eino tzarech. But the emphasis is, so according to what we're now being medayik in the Gemara, but the way the Kriya Shema lamita functions b'shvil ha'mazikin is b'taras divrei Torah, and if that's how regular mitzvah's Kriya Shema functions also, so Tosfos doesn't have a
It's not mutually exclusive.
Right now, Tosfos' kasha seems to be like this. Tosfos' kasha seems to be that you say in Kriya Shema in a different vein, alamita, than you say it in Shul. But when you say it in Shul, you're saying it as divrei Torah, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. And when you're saying it alamita, you're saying it as a protection against mazikim. So we're saying, maybe Rashi would say, but the common denominator is that the protection against mazikim is b'taras divrei Torah, which it's a partial answer to Tosfos' discussion. Partial answer. Tosfos would still taina, I guess, that even if it's divrei Torah, there's a difference between divrei Torah b'shvil mazikim and divrei Torah for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, but it's a step in that direction.
The Gemara says he yells at the Chassidim of the Yals, the Chassidim of the Yals, the Chassidim of the Yals, the assuming Chassidim of Tamil Chom, or something to that effect. And then he's saying here, the Tamil Chom should say Krishna Malamita, because he's never worried about it, because he's Tamil Chom.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Gemara has said earlier that Tamil Chom is not Tzar.
But Rabbi Yitzchak seems to indicate that.
I don't understand the problem is with the Tosfos is saying that's Mishlom Mazikin. So that's why when you're saying it al Mita, if it's Divrei Torah, it works with the Mazikin. But by Birch Torah, by davening, if you're not saying it v'taras divrei, for divrei Torah, you're saying it for as part of tefillah. So it's not for the mazikin, it's not for a divrei Torah. Oh, Amita, it's divrei Torah, it works with mazikin. But by Krishna Torah.
Okay. Amr b'shem n'lokish, kala osik v'atorah, around 6 times after the Ranshan, Yisurin b'deilin himenu. He gets respite from Yisurin, from suffering. Shenema, same pasuk, v'nei reshav yagbiluf, v'enuf el ha-torah, the half of the exposition is the same. Shenema ha-sof, enechavo v'enenu. The other half is different, that ein reshav, Ali Yisurin. So Rashi explains again that in that pasuk of Mizei Ra'av, L'chum Me'resha, V'ketiv Meriri, so Mizei Ra'av is an instance of Yisurin. Again, bloated from hunger, from famine, from hunger, Rachman Latzlan. Ketiv Meriri is Shedim. So L'chum Me'resha, V'dav Alam Menyano, is either going to be an instance, an example of Shedim, or it's going to be an example of Yisurin. So that's the difference between the way the way Reb Shimon Lakish and the way Reb Yitzchak quote this pasuk, right? Ve'ein reshef ela yisurin, according to Reb Shimon Lakish, and ema mezei ro'ov l'chumei reshef. Amalei Reb Yochanan ha afilu tinokos Reb Yisrael ben Yodin also. That being osek b'torah can ward off yisurim, you don't have to wait, Rashi says, you don't have to wait until someone's up to Sefer Iyov. He says, even younger children who are just learning Chumash know that already. Shenema v'yomim shemorot yishmal kol Hashem l'kach v'yosha ben avtaseh v'azantal mitzvosav v'shamata kol chukav kol amachla asher savdi v'mitzayim l'osam alach keni Hashem ufecha. The Maharsha explains that there's a double bracha here. First of all, if you've merited it, so then I'll see to it that you don't get sick at all. Lo asim alecha. But if lo asim alecha, why do you need keni Hashem rofecha? If a person never gets sick, he doesn't need the rofe. And even if a person had already become sick, so then in the schus of Torah, the yisurin will be bedelin heimenu. He'll get respite from the yisurin. So this pasuk already conveys that idea. Ella, if you want to look for a mila of Talmud Torah, which you find presented in Nach, which isn't presented in the Chumash, al kol she'efshel alasak b'Torah ve'eino osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi olav yisurin v'chu'orin v'ochrin osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings terrible yisurim on a person who could be osek b'Torah but isn't. Shenema ne'elamti dumiyo hechashesi mitov. Right? I was silent. I kept silent from Tov, uke'evi necho, and as a result, I had these terrible pains, these terrible yisurim. Ve'ein Tov, el Torah, shenema kilakach Tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazav. Okay. Amr Rabbi Zeri, v'sem Rabbi Chanino, v'apapa, bo'u re'ei shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basa v'adam. Midas Bosa Vodo Modu Moche Chayfetz L'chaveu Moche Otzei V'lokeach Someach Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu Einu Chay Nosem Lohem Torah L'Yisrael V'Someach V'Someach Shenema Ki Lekach Tov Nasati L'chaim Torah Siyal Tazovu. So there's a beautiful comment from the Gaon in his parish on Shir HaShirim. The Gaon says the moshel isn't a good moshel, because when a moche sells something, so then he gives it up entirely. If I sell you something, so then that item, that piece of merchandise, leaves my possession and becomes entirely yours. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared the Torah with Klal Yisrael. So the moshel doesn't match the nimshal. A mocher relinquishes the object entirely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared Torah. So he says no. He says what Chazal here are alluding to. He refers to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which the Ktzos talks about in his Haksama to the Ktzos Hachoshen. That the Gemara in Bava Metzia describes how Kaviyochol in Masifta Shalmaila, in the Yeshiva Shalmaila, that there was a machlokes in Dine Negoim between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chachamim who were already in the Olam Amos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one way and the Chachamim said the other way. So then they said, well, who's gonna be machriya? So So they said Rabbi Van Achmeni, who was still in Olam Hazeh, who's a big baki in Hilchos Nagoyim, he'll be Machuya. So the Shaila is posed to Rabbi, and he says the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Behainu, the idea being, which is what the Ketzos is talking about there in his Hakdama, that Torah was given to be understood and paskin lefi sechel ha'enoshi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying that you have to understand this, you have to understand this lefi sechel ha'enoshi, to the best of your ability, to the best of again, it doesn't mean to the best of my ability that I don't know what it says in the next 10 blood. It means on the Ketzos knew everything. So then Torah was given for him to understand to the best of to the best of his ability, and that's what the Gemara is expressing through this idea that Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't say, well, I'm right and you're wrong, because after all this is my Torah. No, that's what, so the Gaon says that's what the Gemara means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka gave away the Torah. He Taka did relinquish the Torah in the sense that now the ultimate arbiters of Torah become Yisrael, become the Chachmei Yisrael, become the ultimate arbiters of Torah. And that's what the Moshel of a Mocher, who really does relinquish, who really is giving it away, expresses.
So that's the idea of Mashgichim Ebatko.
Yeah, same. I think he refers to an answer. I think the Gaon refers to an answer. Exactly, about Lav Hashamayim. Then the Maharsha comments here. Maharsha has a comment here that there's a shift within the Moshel. So the Gemara begins talking in terms of Mechira, right? The Moshel is Mechira. That Midas Basav Dam Adam Mocha Chefetz Chaver Mocha Otzev Lokeach Sameach Aval Lakadosh Baruch Hu Ein Lachein. So it should have been Mocha Lahem Torah Yisrael. To follow through on the Moshel, right? It's Pasach b'Mechira, the Siyam b'Nesina. Now that's the Maharsha's comment. So l'chora, could be that the Pshat is as follows: that within Torah, so Torah is both, has both the element of Mechira of Mekach, as well as the element of Matana. It has the element of Mekach. In the sense that a person has to give up, a person has to sacrifice. The same way when a person buys something, he pays for it. So too, a person has to pay for Divrei Torah. He has to Ena Torah Miskayem Esal B'Misha Mei Misatzmo Aleha. The Gemara that you have here on the bottom of the Amud, that Kulam Lo Nesan and Ela Al Yidei Yisurin. That the way a person is Koneh Torah is through Yisurin. So in that sense, it's a mechira, there's a price. There's a price for Divrei Torah. So in that sense, the marshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us the Torah, that he does exact a price from us. But Me'idach Gisa, with, even when we make all the Yigi and all the Amola and Mei Misatzmo, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us as a matana. It's Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalko. Ultimately, to understand anything about Devar Hashem, Etzon Hashem, comes from is a matnas chinam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what, right, that's how the Gemara Megillah is understood. If Yagatu Matzah, so that even after Yigiya, it's really a Metziah, right? Yagata shouldn't be Matzasa. Metziah means that out of the blue you find something. But Yagata is not Matzasa. Yagata v'hitzlachta. No. The emphasis is that Yagata is a Kadosh Baruch Hu says you pay a price, but at the end of the day, it's not that it's a Mechira, that it's a Matana. And maybe
the Matana is the intellectual capacity?
The Matana is the understanding, the apprehending understanding of the Divrei Torah.
That's and the Gavra.
Right. The fact that he's able.
But the Gemara talks about the Chavtza. He gave you the Torah, and then he gave you a Matana to the ability to understand.
Okay, but. Okay, I think afal pi chein, it means that again in HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah, so again he gave it as a mechira as well as a matan, a mechira that there is a price we're supposed to pay, but at the end of the day, paying the price doesn't result in our acquiring it. We have to. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us as a matan.
Good for acquiring more than just the price.
Amir Rava. The Isema Rav Chiska, Imel Adam sheyisurin bo in alav yifashpesh b'masach. Shenema nach besad v'achena v'nach kora v'nashuva ad Hashem. So the response to Yisurim should be to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Pishpesh v'lo matzah. Let's say the cheshbon ha-nefesh doesn't turn up or anything. Yitle b'bitol Torah. Shenema ashre hager asher tiyasirenu ka umitarascha telanah. So how is the Gemara understanding the pasuk that as a result of Yisurim a person comes to Talmud Torah? How does a person come to Talmud Torah as a result of Yisurim? Because he recognizes that the Yisurim are indicating to him that he's been guilty of Bittul Torah. V'im tala v'lo matza b'yodua sh'yisurim shel avahim. Let's say he attributes it to Bittul Torah, but in all honesty, he can't find it. He was guilty of Bittul Torah. He has the Gaon Sasmada. Okay, again, there's a lot to comment on here. First of all, maybe let's take a look at the Seel Sisharim explains the lashon of Yifashpesh, the Masav.
You're allowed to say it to sick.
I'm sorry?
You're allowed to say it to sick.
The two variables. One variable is a person has to be mesha'er whether is he enough of a bal nefesh to. I mean, if it's just going to be mitzar him, and he's going to think, oh, you know, I'm in pain, and he's preaching to me. If he's a bal nefesh, then yes, provided. Rav Zak Zichron Levracha once quoted the Rebuvein Gruzovsky as saying that if telling a chol something like that. I think he was talking about a chola who might be a chola mesukan and suggesting that he say vidui, that if the fear of death, which that might trigger in the chola, could shorten his life, so then it's also to say, even if you know that the chola would want, even if you know. Even that's what he quoted with Reuven Gruzovsky saying, that even if you know that the chola would want, he is a bal nefesh, he would want to be told and to say vidui, but if you also know or suspect that the impact of telling him, I say Chazal was certainly sensitive to that when Chazal said that when you tell a chola to be mizvada. So you tell them, you know, many people were mizvada and got better. And Lav Dafka, the fact that we're saying that a person should be mizvada doesn't mean, Rachman al-Islam, that it's, you know, that the person is a treifa, a girl face or anything. So a person has to be mishaya those two things. A, is he a bal nefesh who would appreciate it? And B, is it going to, could it, Rachman al-Islam, hasten his death? The fear which it could inspire. Okay, the Mesil Tishan here is talking about that in order to be zahir, in order to be careful about being mekayim Torah and mitzvahs, a person has to make constant cheshbon ha-nefesh, has to constantly engage in introspection. So he says, v'dav ozeh, reading in the third line. Of the right-hand column after the period, the davar zehu diunu chazal ba'omram noach lo la'odem shelo niva would have been, let's translate, maybe easier for a person not to have been created. But achshav sheniva, once he was created, yifashpesh b'masav, which is the same lashon we have. The ikad da'ame, the other lashon the Gemara Erevin has, is yimashmesh b'masav. says that the Maseil Sisharim, what's the difference? V'tira sheshnei havashonos heim shtei azharos tovos u'mo'ilos ma'od. They're both very excellent pieces of advice. Kihine hapishpush b'masim, to be mefashpesh means lachkor al klal ha'maisim ulhizbonein bo. Hanimso b'hem masim asher lo yosu asher einam holchem al pi mitzvos Hashem v'chukov. A person thinks to himself, do I do things which shouldn't be done? As to look for within one's life, what do I do that's right? And what, Rachman Litzlan, is do I do that's wrong? What is it about my routine? What is it about my values? What is it about my life that's simply wrong, that's misguided? He should just totally rid himself of the things, the actions, the speech, the values which are misguided. Ach hamishmush hu hachakira afil b'maisim hatovim atzmam. Even within my mitzvahs, to see what flaws there might be within my ma'asim tovim. That's the higher form of cheshbon nefesh. Lachkor v'liros hayesh b'inyanim eze pnia asher lo tova. Is there some little bit of ulterior motive or eze chelik ra sheyitzarech lahasira ulevaro? Just the nefesh achayim has a similar idea. He says on the pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk in Koheles says, "Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyaseta v'lo yachta." So we generally understand that pasuk to mean that even the big tzadik sins on occasion. The Nefesh HaChaim says what the pasuk means is, "Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyaseta tov," and within his tov lo yachta. Within his tov, he doesn't miss the mark a little bit. Even a tzadik, that everything he's doing, a mitzvah and nice and tovim, but there's a little something which is off within the mitzvah. Lo yachta within the yaseta. That's all. Okay, we'll continue next time.